With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
The last few years have been filled with disasters, tsunamis, earthquakes, floods. September 11th, how many of you remember where you were on September 11th when you first heard? That's one of those profound moments in time where everybody used to, you can remember exactly where you were when you heard. And for many people, they've had similar experiences even beyond September 11th. I read a story of a young woman who discovered that she had cancer on September 11th. So while all the rest of the world was focused on what was happening in New York and at the Pentagon, then her world had already come crashing in. So September 11th holds a whole different meaning for her, because that's the day she found out that she had cancer. So many people have faced devastating things. And so the question that always comes to mind when things like this happen, whether it's on a personal level, a local level, a national level, how could a God of love allow such a horrible thing to happen? It's one of those profound questions that shakes people's world and their understanding. That's what's known as an enigma. Riddles are very tough and difficult questions whose answers lead us to clever reasoning, or I call them entrapping conclusions. Because if you try to answer that question on your own, the conclusions that you can come up with, that's the reason why when you see all kinds of disasters, whether it's in your own personal life or something as a large scale as a tsunami or an earthquake like what hit Haiti, some people come to conclusions that there is no God. Other people come to conclusions that this was the will of God. There is a God, but this was his punishment. So people come to all kinds of conclusions and answers when these riddle moments hit, when these enigmas hit. Interestingly enough, as the Lord had us to start writing and teaching about nuggets of wisdom, what now, and what it takes to navigate through the maze, the mazes of life, this one I could not leave out. And there it was in the Proverbs, that it takes a person who's willing to be one who's increasing learning to get knowledge, to gain understanding, so that you can deal with the enigmas of life. I remember growing up in church, and many times things would happen and nobody ever explained it. And I do realize that there are some things when it comes to God you cannot explain. But it often led to many young people. That's why even today, so many young people are not a part of the body of Christ. They just kind of sit and wait through their time, especially through their teenage years. And by the time they're young adults, they're finished. And part of the reason, part of the reason why so many young people just bail out of church and they're through with it is because nobody ever answered or dealt with the enigmas. I remember growing up in St. Louis, Missouri, and sometimes there were people whose lives were out front at church. Everything would look good, but we knew their dirt. We knew that they were on the down low, that they were adulterers and that they were homosexuals, and some of them were gangsters. We knew. Kids know. Young people know. But when we'd have the funeral, they would stand up and say, he or she gave their heart to the Lord at an early age. And nobody talked about the real reason why this person is in this casket today. And so that's the kind of thing. You grow up with all these piling questions that never get answered. No wisdom ever comes. No understanding is ever brought forth. And so that ends up being a serious enigma in the lives of young people, goes unanswered. And the conclusion that they come to is, this is all fake. That's the conclusion most young people come to about church. And one of the reasons, it's not even just the hypocrites, it's the fact that nobody ever provides answers. Nobody will get real about this. Well, I know there are certain things that you can't say up front. Everything can't be discussed in the open. I'm not even saying somebody should have got up and said, the reason why they did is because they died of AIDS. Well, I know I'm not saying that, but at least, because we had to. Part of our story is that I have a brother who died 10 years ago of AIDS. And the moment that me and my wife came out into the waiting room, we told our children that their uncle had passed away. I saw the look on my oldest son's face. And it was the look that I've seen countless times in the faces of young people who want an answer immediately. Because we done prayed for uncle. Y'all said fast, we prayed, we believe God, and now you're telling me that uncle's dead. And the look on his face went straight to, this is fake. So me and Carol gathered our three sons up, left the hospital, even though our whole church was getting ready to bombard the hospital and come and check on the Green family. This part of the Green family was not at the hospital when our church showed up to bring comfort to us. Because we had to deal with immediately with our three sons why uncle died. And we took them home and told them why uncle died. So that when we got to the funeral, because everybody couldn't handle that. Even his children at the time were too young for something like that to be got up and said openly in front of everybody. You know, sometimes people would be like, well, why don't y'all tell the truth at the funeral? Well, there are certain things you got to wait for the right time. And you have to do it the right way. The wisdom the Lord gave us was to tell our children in the privacy of our home. Do you know that a lot of young people don't get that? They don't get somebody that says, now, at the funeral, nobody's going to be able to say this, but I want you to know why God let it go down this way. Woo! Don't you wish you'd had some answers like that back in the day? Enigmas in life are what stop a lot of young people, a lot of people to this very day. Enigmas and riddles, they stop everything. Wow. Enigmas. A riddle can help you through your own thought process to see another point of view. So riddles are not all negative. Sometimes riddles are used. It's a question that's posed in such a way as to make you and me think about this and see it from a different point of view. A riddle also, on the negative side, can shake your basic beliefs and understanding about yourself or your life. Isn't that something? I'll give you an example of maybe a classic riddle. Comes from science and physics and all that kind of stuff. They say, if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? And so most of us would say, of course it does. Well, how do you know? You weren't there to hear it. See, that's a riddle. You can't answer it. As soon as they say, how do you know? So you will go all into the laws of physics and everything, and when it hits the ground, the sound's going to be made. And so that takes you to a whole nother philosophy. If no one is there to hear a sound, how do you know that it made a sound? Then you get into some real philosophical stuff. If you're not there, how do you know anything is there if you're not there to know if it is there? If some of you have ever taken any philosophy courses, you know it gets that deep. But all of that is part of riddles, enigmas, questions that start making you think about life and circumstances and situations from a different point of view. Interesting enough, in Luke, the 22nd chapter, verse 31, I want to read this for you. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, this was Jesus talking to Peter. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. Did you know that one of the figurative meanings of the word sift is riddle? So Jesus was literally telling Peter, Satan has asked that he may riddle with you. Just keep firing question after question after question. As we all know, that's exactly what Peter went through as he watched Jesus go through the trial. And here is Jesus, who they were all expecting, because they had always been taught that when the Messiah comes, he's going to overthrow all their enemies. Well, he's now watching the one that we all believe. This is Jesus. Peter even said it. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. But so here's the same Peter. Oh, it's been revealed. I know this is God in the flesh. And now he's being riddled with, because he's watching Jesus on trial and he's not defending himself and he's not doing all the stuff that we thought he was going to do. So now he's being riddled with, is he really Jesus? Is this really who he says? And the Lord said, and Satan asked that he can do it. Sift you. My dad used to work, he retired from Pillsbury. Y'all know Pillsbury Doughboy? You know, the boy, little kid, little thing got poked. My dad worked for Pillsbury for many, many years. He retired from there. And one of the things that they would do, his job was to unload the trucks with this big machine that brought in the tons and tons of wheat. And they would dump all of this stuff into a sifter, huge, gigantic machine that did nothing but sift. And it shook violently, his machine, because it was sifting all of the chaff from the wheat, violently shaking to get rid of all of the chaff and even bugs and insects that get caught up in the wheat. So here is the Lord saying to Simon Peter, I'm going to let the devil shake you. Anybody ever been through the shaking? And it kind of sounds like this. Why are you letting this happen to me? Why are you getting shaken? The effects of riddles can be seen in other definitions, because it literally means to shake, to quiver, to vibrate, or to rock to and fro. These tough questions that come at me and you, they draw you into conclusions and reasonings that shake you, or they rock you. Woo! Foundation shaking riddles.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.